It's great to get back to work this week, shift our focus to Chicago. We know the challenge that's ahead of us, and we're aware of, the streak or something like that that we haven't won in Chicago since I can't even remember. But, the guys are aware of that. Coach Zimmer, he stressed how important this game is, and we know how important it is. Another division game on the road, and we need to play on the road the way we play at home. And I think the guys are doing a good job of just understanding that, and we're excited.
How often has Mike mentioned the streak just since this week?
In the team meeting this morning, he brought it up, and we're aware of it. And I think we only have three guys on the roster who are on that team that won at Soldier Field. I think Chad, Adrian, and B-Rob. So we know it's a challenge ahead of us, and we want to hopefully put an end to that streak.
That game ended last year with the clock going out. Have you ever been through anything like that in your career?
No, it was the first time I've ever experienced something like that. And I think we could have handled the situation a little better. But when you're not aware of how much time is left on the clock when you're down there on the playing field, it forces you to make some decisions that you probably wouldn't have made if you were aware of the play clock or the game clock. So hopefully it doesn't happen again this year.
What are some of the challenges that, you threw to 11 different guys, caught balls. What are the challenges to throw into different receivers, so many different receivers?
It just happens in this offense. And if you know where, your checkdowns are and things like that, in this offense you always have an outlet in the passing game. And our guys do a great job of being spaced up, understanding passing concepts. So for me, I try to get through my progressions fast, not hold on to the football. And it just allows those guys to make plays. And it showed Sunday, 11 different guys were able to touch the football and make plays for us.
You have to get develop a chemistry, because not only are you, it's not just a tight end, but it may be Pruitt, it may be Ellison, it may be Rudolph. I mean, is it harder to throw to? I mean, I know he's a target, but it's a different player. Is it harder to get to, you might have to throw to three different types of players?
No, not at all. Like I said, in this offense, you always have an outlet in the passing game. And, as long as you know who those guys are, it'll be easier to spread the ball around to those guys and get the ball in their hands and allow them to make plays.
Defenses have done a pretty good job of bottling Adrian up early, and then when you fall behind, you're probably going to be forced to throw more. Are you sensing that, you're going to have to get the passing game going quicker now in these games?
That's our mindset going into any game, just to start fast, whether it's in the run game or the pass game. And, we want to be a balanced team, and we know that teams are going to focus on Adrian and try to stop the run. So our coaching staff is still doing a great job of just helping us out, whether in the run game, calling plays that allow us to still have some success, or in the passing game.
What does Jerick McKinnon provide to the offense? He got a season-high snaps last game.
Jerick, he just brings a change up to the team. He's a guy who come out of backfield. We like him in those one-on-one matchups with linebackers. He's a guy who he brings a different running style than Adrian, and it's good to have that in the backfield.
Have you been surprised at all by how few snaps he's gotten so far this season?
I have no control over that, and I'm just glad that when he's in there, he's taking advantage of his opportunities.
Teddy, the catch that Charles Johnson had. There was like a little pocket that you were able to throw it. Did Jarius Wright, he ran a shorter route on that. Did that help create that pocket? Because it seemed like some guys were looking for Jarius because he was shorter. Does that, everything has to kind of work together. I mean, in that particular case, did that help create that pocket?
Yeah, and in this system, guys are going to, guys know that sometimes a route may call for them to just open up another receiver. And, we have different plays that allow, whether it's Jarius to run across the linebacker's face and, hopefully they grab Jarius and we throw the ball behind them or something like that. But, it's just understanding his responsibility, and it just helps CJ get open.
Have you been able to review the sacks that you've taken? Have you sensed any other opportunities to step up and avoid it, or have the pockets kind of collapsed on you that fast?
Some of those sacks I could just throw the ball away. Throw it out of the back of the end zone, in the red zone this past Sunday, I think twice, right before the half. Or I could have just threw the ball to Diggs, on a drag route instead of getting sacked right before the half. So there's little things like that that goes unnoticed. And, the offensive line always gets the blame. But, I think I need to do a better job of just getting rid of the football also.
What does it take for that to kind of become second nature, that timing of when to throw the ball away like that?
You know, it's just with me always trying to keep a play alive because, you know, big plays happen when quarterbacks either leave the pocket or things like that. But, you know, I also have to have a timer in my head to just, you know, get rid of the football and help the offensive line out and also live to see another down.
With Detroit and Kansas City and the way that they sent the run blitzes, have you noticed or did you notice that that really opened up opportunities in the passing game, or is it just kind of a balance all the time?
Yeah, it's a balance, but at the same time, it does open up. You know, I look at the play to Adam Thielen in the Detroit game. Those guys bit on the run fake hard, and it allowed Adam to just slip through the coverage, and he was wide open for a big game. So, you know, it goes hand in hand.
You seem to do a really good job at when you leave the pocket while under pressure, keeping your eyes downfield and hitting targets down there. Is that something you've always been good at, or is it something you've had to work on since getting here?
It's something that I've always worked on. And like I said, you watch football games, and sometimes when the quarterback leaves the pocket, and the defenders think the quarterback is sacked, or they have a timer in their head also thinking that the ball may be thrown. So if you leave the pocket, keep your eyes down the field, you know, you may be able to get a big play down the field.
That's something that you and your receivers have to work on a lot in practice, like scramble drill or something?
It's just understanding, you know, what's going on throughout the course of the game. And, you know, we do little drills like that where the quarterback does leave the pocket, and, you know, the different receivers do different things, and we try to get a big play.
You ever have a game where you had 11 guys catch a ball?
I don't recall. And like I said, it was good to see all those guys get going, and you know, that's what we expect around here. Different guys touch the football, and whenever they get an opportunity, they make a play for us.
You mentioned the streak at Chicago. Do guys that, like you, just been on the team a year or two, you pay any attention to that sort of thing, or is it a motivating factor for you?
Definitely. You know, you don't want to continue to hear about it, so you want to do something about it. And I think our guys, I mean, we're pretty aware, and Coach Zimmer's going to continue to stress it throughout the course of the week. Not only how important it is to end the streak, but just to get a victory in Chicago. It's a divisional game. We'll have a chance to move to 3-0 in the division. So it'll be huge if we can just go in there, you know, execute a game plan that coach is going to put together for us to just go out there and play fast and play at a high level.
Guys like B-Rob or Chad, are they mentioning it too, or is it basically just Zimmer?
Coach Zimmer, but he started talking about it, and B-Rob and Chad finished the sentence for him. You know, he started to say, yeah, we haven't won in Chicago, and B-Rob and Chad just finished the sentence for him. I think they're more aware of it than we are, but like I said, you know, we know how important this game is for us, a divisional game on the road in a place that we haven't won in a long time.
What makes playing at Soldier Field so difficult?
I mean, I've only played there 1 year, but I know last year the game clock going out made it difficult last year, but they have a great crowd, and we know that, like I said, we have to play the way we play at home on the road, and if we can do that, then I think we have a pretty good chance of going in there and just quieting the crowd.
How many times have you watched that Diggs touchdown grab?
I think I've only seen like twice. Yeah, I try not to pay attention to those plays. You know, that's last week's event. We're focused on Chicago this week. Try to get Diggs not to watch it too. You know, he probably posted on his Instagram or something like that. But you know, we have a great group of guys here. And Coach Zimmer's message right now is Detroit is in the past. We have to focus on Chicago, and that's our mindset.
You mentioned the Thielen catch. He's in there because Jarius had gotten hurt a few plays earlier, right? Is that his opportunity to come in for that one?
No, we just had a design play call, and Adam was in there at the time, and he made a big play for us. Could have been any guy. Could have been Charles, Mike, Cordero, but Adam was in on that play, and he had an opportunity, and he capitalized on it.